Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IMN, February 18, regarding Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, Valdiseri, V-A-L-D-I-S-E-R-I. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Valdiseri, as described in my report of 10-11-19. Appeared he is now a 64-year-old male, who again reports he was injured at work on 2-16-17. Appeared he was carrying beer up a ramp with a hand truck and injured his lower back. Period. He had further evaluation and treatment, including lumbar fusion at L4-5. Period. He is no longer receiving any active care. Pretty described since the scene here, he was returned to Dr. Woods, W-O-O-D-S. Period. A paragraph, as per the record supplied, Mr. Valdiseri applied for a reopener on 4-28-21, period. He was then seen by Dr. Woods on 7-12-21, period. He noted the petitioner's course of treatment, period. Upon exam, he had negative neural tension signs and symmetric lower extremity strength, period. He opined the care he had received from Dr. Testaudi was appropriate and in concordance with the standard of care, but he was placed on maximum medical improvement and has been able to return to work in a supervisory capacity. Pretty did receive a substantial disability award of 33.33%. Period. He reported a couple of months of stiffness in his back predominantly, with no precipitating traumatic event. Pretty has no neurological symptoms. Period. Dr. Woods saw no indication for further intervention at that point. Period. There was no need for further imaging or conservative treatment. Period. He can take anti-inflammatories for pain. Pretty did not see any evidence of material worsening of this patient's condition. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed venous varicosities greater on the left than the right, but there was no atrophy or swelling. Period. Motion of the right hip was full in all spheres, but external rotation elicited low back tenderness. Period. Motion of the left knee was full with crepitus, but no tenderness. Period. Motion of the ankles, comma, left hip and right knee were full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Thoracic inspection revealed the scoliotic curve rotated anteriorly on the left. Period. Lumbar inspection revealed a pair of paramedial longitudinal scars consistent with his surgery. Period. He was tendered a palpation at the iliac crest bilaterally. Period. Supine straight leg raises and maneuvers elicited only low back tenderness at 90 degrees without radicular complaints. Period. This is of no clinical consequence. Period. Impressions on 2-16-17. Jeffrey Valdiseri was injured at work as noted in my prior report. Period. Since evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement on 4-22-20. Period. He then reopened his claim on 4-28-21. Pretty was then seen by a spine surgeon named Dr. Woods, who opined no further treatment was necessary and there was no deterioration in Mr. Valdiseri's condition. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found he had full range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spines. Period. Supine straight leg raises and maneuvers elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. There was no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficit out of the lower extremity. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to causation and permanency are the same and will be inserted here.